On the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Rural infrastructure was the hot topic last week when the Farm Foundation gathered a panel of speakers from the ag, transportation, and equipment sectors. According to AgriPulse, Farm Credit Council Vice President Robbie Boone listed priorities for ensuring a healthy infrastructure for rural America, including new investments in roads and bridges, nationwide broadband access, rural health care, and finance for rural and agricultural growth. Plus, he says there's about an $8.4 billion in deferred maintenance of the nation's ag research facilities. Renewable fuel advocates are questioning the Trump administration's commitment to biofuels in light of recent proposals from the EPA that include reducing the RFS blend requirement for biodiesel and having U.S. biofuel export volumes count towards compliance of the RFS. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley tells Brownfield he told President Trump of his concerns, and as a result, Grassley and several Senate colleagues will meet with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt next week. A foreign buyer likes American value-added feed products but says there is a trade obstacle to overcome. Wael Ghama from the United Arab Emirates and Mohammed Ghad from Saudi Arabia were in Wisconsin recently to find suppliers for specialty feed products like milk replacers and amino acid supplements for dairy cows. Ghama tells Brownfield the American products are competitively priced compared to European suppliers, but transportation costs from the U.S. eat away at margins.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.